Welcome. You are now entering the Fluff House. Prepare for your installment of awesome. Be prepared for the brutally honest. And hear it from the people you trust. Why? Because life shouldn't be boring. Nine out of ten doctors agree. Furry talk is awesome. Keep your chairs in the upright and locked position. We are preparing for takeoff. Keep all hands and feet inside the vehicle at all times.
Raven the Mighty Ferret.
And I'm Forward Dog.
We have Frag, our producer, here.
And I'm Melanie, your average everyday fairy, for 200 my lines.
And I'm Milo.
Yes, Milo, our special guest for today. And unfortunately, Zeph can't be with us. He's actually doing a rock concert, apparently, so go, honey. Yay!
Yay!
The two-man applause, okay. So yeah, welcome to Furry Talk. We got a very interesting show for you today, obviously, because once again, we got a special guest with us.
Very special.
Sorry?
I'm very special.
Yes, you are.
It's been a while since we last had somebody on the podcast, so.
Yeah, it's someone not within the crew that's... Sean. No, I'm kidding. Alright, so let's just get this thing underway. Okay, so apparently we got a fan topic from our... this comes from Richbox, apparently. One of our newest fans, I guess. It says, hey guys, this is Richbox. I just wondering why you guys chose your persona species. His stories, if anybody cares out there... was that I saw a poster with a fox on the bottom and thought to myself, I want to draw a fox character. And all of a sudden, I continued to draw foxes, thus my persona became a fox. I just wanted to know, what's your story, if you don't mind sharing? Anybody want to start off? No? No one? Okay.
I started off...
Oh, okay. That's it. Kind of trailed off there, Forward. Kind of hard to hear you.
Hard to hear me? Is it?
Better.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so, as you were saying?
As I was saying, I chose my personal NASA dog. I love them a lot. I wear dog collars and dog tails all over the place. And my nickname in high school was the dog, too.
That's pretty cool.
I was originally a dog, but then somebody mistook the picture that I used for a fennec, and that stuck.
That's a weird way of going about it, but it switches up, I guess. I guess I'll go. For me, everybody knows about my stepdad's story. How mine came to be is that apparently he was some sort of, like, persona psychic. Very good at it, apparently. And he told me... I used to be a dragon, like, when I first started off and they asked me what did I want to be, I said, dragon. And, actually, it turns out, I'm more, and I agree now, like a ferret. And he told me that. And so, that's how mine stuck. That's how I am who I am. Anybody else?
We have Frag typing right now, so... Shall we wait for him, or shall I... there we go. We have Frag, and he says, I have a dual persona. I have a furry dragon, which I first chose, but I came more like a panda.
Hello! Panda!
Okay. I think it was specifically like a red panda, I think. Anyways, just regular panda. Mine, Melanie, do you want to talk about yours?
Melanie.
Sorry, my thing was like all right now. Well, mine's not technically a fursona. It's more of a persona or a fairy-sona, if you please. Kind of hard to talk about because it's not technically in topic.
Well, it's still relevant.
Well, my character is more one, she's more than 5 years of age. I created her, around about like 2001, 2002. I just kind of evolved her along the way, and she kind of happened to be a fairy, and she's been a fairy for a little bit over a year now.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can already tell Zeph's story, too, because I helped him, well, his came in a dream, because he's never had a set one. And we finally decided he's a bunny now, for anybody who cares. He's joined the ranks of the bunnyism, I guess. What about you, Trent?
Oh, me!
Yay!
For me, I was always more, the game for anything. I guess it's just because I really like dragons and I really like wolves in that, so I guess that's how I got the whole Dragalupin thing. Before, I just called it a hybrid in that, but then I had a friend like come up with the word Dragalupin, which is the, that word. I'm really trying to think about if there's an actual reason why I chose that, or just because I like those two. Mostly because I like those two, plus I just like the idea of wings. I really like wings. Though it's not getting into the whole wing fetish thing, because I realize that there isn't one, it's just me really liking the designs, being able to create. Anyways, that's going too much into detail, but that's...
Yeah, that's a little off topic, too.
Well, anyway. That's why I have the dragon wings on the fursona, because I like the whole aspect of flying. Anyways!
But yes,
off
Rich.
Topic.
Yeah. Yes, Rich.
Fine.
Since you asked, now you know.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we can get you for a guest spot one day. Who knows? We might be poking at your door next. Mm. Anyway, let's see. Moving on. Oh!
Oh! You can start this off, buddy. I know you're going to enjoy this.
Yes, next topic is something I personally started.
And I followed along with the help of them.
Yes. It actually started today, even, because... I don't know about anybody else. But, I'm sick and tired of the trolls having their way. Mainly the fact that they're actually getting to furs now, mainly the cub artists. I don't care what your opinion is on the subject, but the fact is, people are blackmailing other people now to get them out of the fandom, and that, one, is illegal, and no one's doing anything about it. Two, that's just plain-ass wrong, and, yeah.
Has this happened to you?
No, but Aegis Cred is the first person for it to happen to.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Aegis Cred is gone. He's been gone for a while because trolls got to him and actually threatened to tell his worker he was trying to get like tenure or something.
He doesn't live in America. Like, how bad could it get?
He could lose his job.
Oh man. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, in response, I heard about another cub artist today. I don't know who it is. The person who is telling us about it is not releasing the name of the artist, but told us that he was another person, he or she, I don't know, is another person that got attacked, and that just is the last straw for me. I'm creating the Furry Coalition. Anybody who's listening to the podcast who wants to join and who wants to... find these people who are doing this and bring legal action, the legal hammer, down on their friggin' heads. We don't want to start a bloodshed yet, though I bet many of us would like to. We're going to take the legal route. If all else fails, then yes. If bloodshed is what's going to take for them to stop, I'm not going to say no.
Of course, we would also like to point out that this is... mine and Dre's view, we're not saying the whole podcast views like that, because we obviously don't speak on behalf of them.
Yeah.
So we want to say that right now, so there's no mixed messages.
So far, me and Trent are the only two members we're recruiting. Feel free to...
Yes.
Note me on FA.
Yeah, DK Dragon or Trenton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our pictures are in the profile.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, so if you're tired of these freaking trolls having their way, just
message us. We'll let you join up and stuff. We told them about the uniform.
I personally support it.
Uniforms already. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know. It's.
I think we should get the message clear before we start thinking about our
military outfit. It's not called the Coalition without a reason.
Ugh.
Anyways.
Also, Frag also wanted a mention about his persona. I completely overlooked that, and I apologize to my director. Don't fire me. The legs would fall apart without me. Anyway.
After this, I'll read what Frank said.
Well, guys.
Continue with what? I'm reading.
Okay, as Frank said, I can tell you something. If you want to stop a lot of trolls, find them a mate.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this persona deal.
Troll dating services online.
Yes.
That's good.
Nowadays.
And I am eating rice as well. I got my strength up.
Anyways, it was about to roll.
Okay. So, basically, as Frag said about his persona, it started as a fairy dragon because he loves dragons and stuff. But then he realized he acts like a cuddly person, and he chose a panda because they're nice and cuddly. Which they are. I will not disagree. And Melody is the one who actually suggested it to him, I guess. Right?
Yeah, I do. I kind of told him he was a little bit like a panda, and he kind of saw that thing and agreed.
Oh.
Yeah, he did not. Whoa!
So.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a persona, furry coalition, hammer down on the furs. I mean,
trolls. Okay, so
I'm psyched about something, and I'll mention that here
later.
Yeah, so
and topic three now, I guess.
Melody, take it away.
Yeah, my topic's actually about for Homestar Runner. Now, I don't know how many of the listeners out there we got are actually Homestar Runner fans, but I'm hoping you're not one of the people that actually do hate Homestar Runner now, just because they haven't created an episode like 3 months. Well, let's see here. They could be financially in trouble. They could be seeking out money, trying to do stuff. Oh, yeah, by the way, they actually do have another kid. Yay for them having a little girl. And right now I'm thinking that's probably the reason why they haven't made a new episode. I actually ended up meeting someone on DA who actually says, who cares about the baby? Get on making another episode. I found that kind of rude.
Oh, that's not right.
No, that is not right. And I ended up actually emailing those guys just because I felt like it. And I told them, family comes first. Don't worry about us fans. We can wait, even if it means 1 year. But I think maybe they're just doing stuff. They're doing DVDs now. So that's one of my reasons why I'm thinking that they're probably not putting up anything. And on their webpage at the very beginning, they actually had the go to our store at the very top, but now that's switched, and they actually just say, come on in, which that tells me they're probably not too bad, which I'm hoping.
Yeah.
So this is what my topic's about. I just want everyone to realize that. I just don't want the hate to spread around, because we don't know what Mike and Matt Chapman are.
I can agree with you. I mean, anybody who's ever had to deal with kids can understand how much work and time-consuming it can be.
Yes.
And all the underage little kids that are fans of it will never know that joyous hell.
Never.
And it is. It really is. Nobody else has any comments on this? I feel...
That's the reason why we sigh and Zeph were here. I know they would be commenting.
I know.
They're Homestar Runner fans. I don't think
they're commenters here.
Homestar Runner.
But anyway, I actually do have to thank my friend NRJF, which is what she goes by. Kind of a weird name, but it's true. I had to thank her for kind of bringing up that topic a few days ago because she's sick and tired of these haters as well. And she's online right now. Hi, NRJF. Her real name is Melanie. Can you believe that?
Oh!
Yeah. It's cool.
The redundancy.
I think we're on the next topic now. I was kind of sure. Unless Frag's got something? Okay.
Frag's up to say, he says, personally, I think people are overreacting about things. It was kind of like how when the video game nerd was not producing vids for a few weeks, fans got pissed. I think that goes along with everything, including an Iron Fan. No matter what somebody's a fan of, someone's going to rage about something. I mean,
yeah.
I hate to break open old wounds, but look at the Chew Fox situation. Holy crap.
Yes.
Yeah, we were around when that happened. I mean, that was so blown out of proportion. I mean, who watches a Tyra Banks show anyway?
I don't. I really don't.
Yeah, so, anyway.
I cannot hate
to the fact that most people nowadays are just overreacting about everything.
I don't think so.
A lot of people just overreact over, like, every little situation, and it's, kind of sad in a way.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I agree.
The trolls are a prime example.
Yeah. That's the line that they came out with.
Yeah, serious sidetrack. Thank you for pointing me in the right direction there, for.
Yes.
Right, apparently. Anyway, yeah, Frag also says, people expect things every week, and when something doesn't happen, people get mad, and it's kind of annoying.
Because when it comes to something like that, you do have, like, it would be nice if you had that, but fans will be patient enough. Like, I was a fan of this one webcomic, still am a fan of the comic, and the guy actually stopped for, yes. The guy actually stopped making comics for a good month. Like,
his journey long.
For example, Supernatural. Oh, Supernatural. It stopped making episodes for a good month, literally.
Yeah, okay. Here, let me kind of explain this in a way people can understand. We're kind of...
fanboys.
Yeah, we've turned into fanboys of a show called Supernatural. I think we've mentioned this before.
Yes, we have.
And... last month, we found out that they weren't going to make a new episode for an entire month until the end of this month. March. And, yes, we were upset.
But it's nothing that is worth screaming, yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, we're not going to scream at the creators.
If you're a fan, you'll understand. You'll be patient. You will wait. They don't have to be making stuff like that.
Sure, creators need you, but they don't at the same time.
Exactly. You know, they actually sometimes...
they're not doing it for you. They're doing it for themselves.
Exactly. They actually sometimes go on to fan-based forums and that. Supernatural. They go on fan-based forums, and they actually get ideas for episodes. That's how that one convention episode came to be.
Okay.
Anyways. Off sidetrack, sort of. Kind of, but not. It's not the same topic. That's either way,
we were getting to a point, but we kind of, like, rambled on there.
Yeah. Anyways.
We do that a lot.
Yes.
Anyway, shall we move on?
Slap now?
Thank you with my keyblade. Anyway. So shall we move on?
Yeah, shall we? Go ahead, please.
Alright. So next up is Sai Slapper of the Week. Unfortunately, he's not here right now. But I think we had a choice between two words today, didn't we? What were the two again? Remind me, somebody, quickly.
Smile.
Smile or what?
Squabble.
Squabble.
Squabble. Who says squabble?
I do!
I posted the definition. It's a...
You don't say squabble at
not
all.
Too often.
Exactly.
It's a rare word.
But let's go with the word smile for the slap word this week.
It's a noisy quarrel about something petty or trivial. Kind of
that's awesome. That's awesome. Yes, Milo, a resident linguist. I forgot about that.
Awesome.
Is he going to be a walking dictionary, too?
I was just reading a dictionary.
What page do you open up to? Your finger? Peel up in his finger? Oh, God. I'm sorry. Smart ass here.
So, yeah. So Finn raises a smile. You know the drill. Give him a little slap wherever you want, or as hard as you want. Just have fun with it.
Don't make them cry.
Or if you do, if that's what gets you off, I don't care. Anyway, moving along. We're going to keep this thing rolling. Don't shake me with my key. Since we had a free slot here, I think we'll throw this open into random mode.
Should we ask Milo first if he does have a topic?
I think he was mentioning before that he didn't have one, right?
Well, I kind of have a topic.
Oh, now you have a topic.
That's why it's a good thing to ask.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I have nothing that I could specifically talk about, but I do have, like, a subject suggestion that we could talk about.
Okay.
Like, talking about Second Life.
Not Second Life.
Anything related to Second Life that interests you guys and your listeners?
Anything. Just open it up to anything. Come on, guys. Speak up. I feel like a dick.
You know what I think about Second Life? Some people take it a little too seriously.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes.
How there's, like, beds to have sex on. How there's some relationship and stuff. Jeez.
Some people where they spend, like, a good X amount of money. They spend, like, a large amount of money for the game.
Myself included.
Yes, included. I myself have probably spent $20 in a total of playing it for...
How many years? Yeah, I think I've spent like $500 plus.
I've spent about $100.
Yeah, $20 for me, and when it comes to taking... Second Life is... I see it as a game. Second Life, yes, but you don't have to spend like X amount of hours being like, I have to do this, I have to do that. It's like, it's just something fun. You have some time.
Yeah, I could agree. And my question is, actually, why are so many furries drawn to it? I guess it's a way to become their persona.
As Frag has written down, he says, one thing for me I could never get into it because I find that it's hard to control and move. But I see many people get addicted to it. It does seem fun.
You do get used to the control and movements
after a while. It's a social game, a place to hang out. A place to be yourself, apparently, as well. Most people don't like that, but...
I personally saw it as a step up from IRC, where I was previously.
Never been to an IRC chat room, so...
It's just a chat room.
It is just a chat room.
Okay.
I find Second Life is a good, like, is medium the right word? Because I know I'm saying this wrong.
Finish the sentence and I'll tell you if you're right or wrong.
It's a good medium for furries to be able to reach each other.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a good, like, furries, I've been on Second Life for a good 2 years, and I've met more furries on there than, like, I've actually met and talked to more furries than that on there on a personal scale than I have on, say, Furfinity on FA. And I find that it's definitely a good thing for, like, that if you want to get to know somebody, like, your favorite artist or something. Like, just recently, I actually found an artist that I'm watching on Second Life. I found them on Second Life, and I thought that was pretty cool. Frag said something, written something. They said, I already read that. Anyways, Frag said, Milo has an excellent point. It is basically a visual IRC chat room. Since each character can be different, can be so different, you get to know a person on a more personal level.
Thank you.
Like that, yeah. Obviously. But that also, it kind of goes along with IMVU. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of that because it's a piece of shit.
Heard of, never played. Yeah.
Same here.
It's the exact same thing.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like a piece of shit. Anywho, are we, anybody else got anything to add?
I like BlackBerry phones. I just bought one today.
That works!
I got stolen. I had to buy myself an iPhone.
I have a BlackBerry tour.
Ooh, nice.
It's really nice. It's the best phone I've ever had.
I actually have a relative who works
with...
Screw
the iPhone.
I actually have a friend who works with RIM. The people who make the black phone. RIM, or Rapid Something in Motion.
Frag asks, Milo, how do you like the phone?
I love the phone. I would suggest it to anyone.
Would you have sex with a phone?
I would. In a heartbeat. It's just impossible.
Or is it more like a battery transfer? Oh god, I'm just gonna shut up now.
Oh.
Did you make a Matrix joke?
I did!
Oh god.
This is proof that we are our other half. We are two halves of either whole idiot or
genius. I'm probably the only person that could ever get what this guy is thinking.
Thank
you. Yep.
Sad. It's not amazing at the same time.
I was about to say, that's pretty damn cool. Okay. Anything else for this topic?
Because before we move on, I want to talk about something.
Oh! Is it what I think it is?
Yes. Yeah. Is anybody mine?
I don't mind.
Okay. An announcement also is concerning the podcast, so it's not totally irrelevant. Me and Trent tomorrow will be venturing to Vernal Equinox. Yes, Trent is just squeeing, as you can hear.
He's vibrating!
He's like vibrating, and his face is literally red at this point.
Because I'm giggling too much. I'm so excited.
Yes. So we're going to be heading to Vernal Equinox, and for the first time ever, we're going to try to do a video podcast for Furry Talk. It's going to be interesting. It'll be a first ever. Hopefully we do well with it.
Hopefully.
It's going to be amateur-esque.
It's our first one. What do you expect?
Results.
Okay. Well, that is a good point. And should we also mention the bet, so people don't...
Oh, yes! Here's going to be another interesting thing that hopefully we can get some responses out of our fans from. Me and Trent have a running bet since the con itself runs for almost a full 24 hours.
48. Oh, yeah,
48 hours. Let me look at the schedule real quick. I'm all thumbs. I can't friggin' get the pages apart.
10 a.m. to 5 a.m.
Oh, yeah, there is some downtime. We're going to have, like, a five-hour downtime. That's going to anyway, the full 48 hours, we'll be staying up the entire time until Monday. And the bet is the first one to fall asleep loses and has to do
something.
We haven't quite figured it out or settled on an idea. If you fans have anything to
say, that's a really good idea to leave it up to the fans.
In with the podcast as well.
Yes. Two notions, first of all. One of them has to... The suggestion has to be not illegal. I have had several suggestions, all of which were illegal, and we could get fined for. So...
Or jailed. I wouldn't like a criminal record, please.
Neither would I. Another one was horribly embarrassing, and...
I liked it.
I denied it. I don't want to go through... I don't want to wear a dress and go to
the mall. I would do it.
That's because probably you have a secret ambition to do that. I don't.
Not really, but I could do it.
I can't. So, if any furries are out there listening to this right now...
Or nine first, doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. And you are going to Fernal Equinox... look for us, because we'll be going around.
Feel free to say hi.
Yeah, feel free to say hi or whatnot. Or I'm going to be taking a crap load of pictures. I'm talking a gig.
Yeah, I'm going to be taking, like, 4 gigs worth of video, so...
Yeah, and I'm going to be taking...
I don't think I'll turn my iPod off.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be taking about at least 1 gig of photos, so if somebody wants to get a picture taken, be like, come on over and I'll take a good 20 billion pictures for you.
I personally think that...
Please, with the dress.
Melita? Melita?
I think that dress idea is a really good idea.
See, I'm excited too. I can't even form a proper sentence or get names straight.
We really need to sleep at some point.
Yeah, we do. We gotta fall asleep to make this fair, we need to fall asleep at the exact same time.
And wake up.
And wake up at the exact same time.
It should be embarrassing because that, it gives good entertainment.
Yeah, it should be embarrassing, but I don't want it to be like, that publicly embarrassing, because the loser would have to wear the dress, go to the mall with makeup and everything on, and go up to any person that they see and go, "Hi, I'm a pretty girl."
See, you're
do it.
I'm not getting into it. I'm just adding in the whole, like,
ass. But there has to be a video of it posted.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The other idea that we had was,
The only reason you're worried
good
about
motivation.
Is you know you're going to lose.
I'm not going to lose.
You are going to lose.
I'm not going to lose.
You're totally going to lose. Anyway. Fine, just a dress.
What kind of dress?
I don't know. What kind of dress does your mom have? That's where we're getting it from.
No comment. Okay, next topic now.
We might nix the pretty girl thing, but anyway.
Okay, and Frank says, and have him on video singing
Dancing Queen by ABBA
in a girly voice with a dress on. Lady Gaga dress! Wait, isn't Lady Gaga that like a poker face?
Actually, Frank, that is a very good idea. Instead of going to the mall, we'll get you to do that.
See, as honest as it sounds, I would actually prefer that as long as I'm not going to the mall. I do not want to be in
public. Okay! Can we shake on that?
No!
I will have... Well, no. My punishment, apparently, is...
That watch out of Teletubbies 24 hours straight.
I gotta watch a single episode of Teletubbies for 24 hours.
And he cannot sing or repeat the lines.
Not like I would.
But you might pick up their language.
I'm like, gouging my nose and eyes.
2 days, 2 hours, and
you
start singing along with it.
Anyway, we're kind of like...
Really off topic now.
Well, not really off topic, but trailing on here. Anyway.
Topic five now.
Yes, moving on, we're going to do our part two of a previous discussion, I guess. The one I was asleep for.
Oh, yeah.
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 This is a topic I'm unaware of, but part two in our artist series. Okay, so you've been on FA for a while. What do you do to please your fans, yet stay true to your art? I don't draw very often, so I don't have this problem. Aha. This is my art right here.
I did have this problem.
I am having that problem right now.
He said shut up to me. Sorry, shut up.
So how are you dealing with this? How are you remedying this at all?
If you me or forward?
Anybody, like...
Somebody!
I just didn't pay attention to what they said. I was a writer, and they just read everything that I wrote because... I don't know. I had about, 50 to 100 fans.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. Can't really say anything.
Bring your fan base here! We need them!
It was, like, a year ago.
That's still pretty cool, though.
Oh, yeah. Forward, how about you?
I just keep on going, despite what they say, if they don't like it or not. Mm. Got a message where someone's like, your art sucks or something, you should draw more porn or something like that. And I just reported them and just kept on drawing my shit.
It's one way to go, man. I like the fact that you don't do a lot of adult stuff.
Mm-hmm. Once in a while, but that's when I feel like it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm completely, not adult stuff unless it's a request.
Right now I can't draw because my computer is being super, retarded. It restarts every 2 hours. I hate it. Ugh. Help.
Anyway.
Melanie?
Well, basically I just draw whatever I freaking feel like. No one really cares what I draw about. They go, oh, nice work, or they kind of die over it, or they laugh hysterically. I think I'm almost killing Susanna with my comic. She's laughing like crazy. I just do whatever. I'm not really pissing off anybody, so I'm good.
Right. Sort of. Get that thumbs up.
As for me,
I don't know where that came from, but anyway.
As for me, I just get people like saying, this looks good, or that looks good, or whatnot, and... for me, I just basically draw, not currently doing anything right now, because we were afraid the whole net is going off, but apparently we're changing internet to a different company, so clearly we're not getting net cut off, so obviously I'm gonna start going back to my FA page now, because I was avoiding it saying, worrying, what's the point of saying, yeah, I'm back now, and net gets cut off, so I didn't
try
doing requests or art for people, but now, since we aren't getting it cut off, I'm going to start doing art again for people, and basically, I just do, like, what I feel like it, and since I know we're not going to get the net cut off, I'm going to start working on the request net for people, and I'm going to submit those, but I will do requests based on what people ask, and then I just draw whatever I feel like it all. Lately, I've been really in the urge to draw roses, lots and lots of roses. For me, I haven't had anybody tell me to draw one thing or another. I think I had one person ask me to draw, like, porn or something, but I do not draw porn unless it is a request.
Wow, you got really high standards there, Trent.
What?
I don't draw porn. What if I asked you to? Okay.
Well, I don't like drawing porn. I don't have, like, free will like that. I'm never in the mood.
Yeah, somebody, mister, I'm a virgin.
Hey, it's major virgin. Thank you very much. No, I don't. Anyways, that's my 2 cents on it.
And like I said, this is my art, and I haven't had any problems yet.
So, not yet. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, 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 dun. Okay. So, yeah. Any, we good?
I think we're good.
Anything else?
If I get to rant, then I will, but I don't think I should.
Well, if you feel like ranting, go rant. This is the place to vent.
Some people are requesting art. Like, on forums, I have my page for accepting requests. And in my page, I specifically say, please read the forums and this profile before you actually request. I'm actually open for it, and I'm not. Every day I get about 2 people asking for requests, and it kind of bugs me. I need to reply, read every time. I feel bad. Don't make me feel bad, but please read.
For something like...
Never end.
For me... I think that, like, I say, like, I used to be making journals, like, yeah, I'm open for doing requests and this for people, but I also realized that, like, I don't want to be, I gotta think of it, like, on a professionalism sort of scale. Do I really want to be clogging up people's journals continuously with going, yeah, my journal is now open, and then everybody's at a mad race, like, fighting, trying to get to giving a request, or, should I just leave it and let people come by, and if they see an open slot, just message me? I'm thinking that people want an open, want a request, they should just message me for it. Because, like, you think, you don't see a lot of, like, artists, yeah, my request list is open, and then everybody's, like, fighting over it. Commission list, yes, but that's also because there's the money aspect to it. But with me, with the quest list, it'll be constantly open and closed. So, at least this way, I'm not going to be trying to go like, yeah, this person's going to, it's going to be like, I can choose. This way, whoever sends
me the message.
Sorry. I'll shut up.
Well, it's not so much that, it's just you got to learn how to cut yourself off there, buddy.
Sorry.
So cut yourself off, not cut yourself.
Joke.
Anyway, I guess we should move on and keep this thing going. We're kind of crunching the time limit there.
There we go.
So, anyway, I guess we'll move on to the artist spotlight. I know Ford has one, and I have one. We're going to do a double.
Oh! I have one.
Yeah.
If I can do that.
We'll do a 3-parter, I guess. Oki-chan, yes! She's the one who did our fantabulous fanpic that I requested.
Really?
Yes, I requested it.
That's awesome!
Yeah, she said she would do it.
That's awesome! Aww. I thought that was just like of her own free... I thought she just did that as gift art. It wasn't a request. Oh my God.
Yeah, I requested it. She's got amazing art.
She does. That's awesome.
She was really worried that we wouldn't like it, but I think... I can speak for everybody where we say we love the damn thing. Yeah, if only we can turn it into an actual banner, that'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. And I have one too, because I promised the guy. Who's next? But I promised the guy I would do this. Last week it didn't happen because I was asleep. And, I missed out. But, he's brand new to FA. And he's got really good art for just coming straight out of the box, pretty much. And so far, he's doing as many requests as he can take, as far as I know, until he can get a name out there. And the guy's name is Spiral Madness, or Mayhem. And I probably said his name wrong again anyway. Like I said, I still got Fernal on the brain here, so I'm just like, right now. Anyway, I promise I would get his name out. We'll link it, as always. And I think Milo wanted one too, isn't that right there, Milo?
No, never mind. That's okay.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Whatever, okay! Okay, move on. Ooh! Fred has a movie review of an old movie. You should start doing recent movies, you know?
I have been doing recent movies. 30 Days of Night was a recent movie, 2006.
Recent as in, like, theaters recent?
9.
Touché.
So, anyways,
keep it up.
Anyways.
Blast from the past.
It is indeed a blast from the past. It was a blast from the past of both mine and Dre's. And probably a lot of other furries out there. It is Cats Don't Dance. They do not at all. No, cats don't dance. Sorry, I'll shut up. So,
finish your review.
I'm going to do over the review. I'm doing it. So,
I'm sitting in the corner now.
Anyways, for those who have seen it, those who haven't, first of all, I recommend, if you are indeed a furry, I recommend you watch it because I like the art style to it. It's very, QC-esque. The storyline is, it's a Warner Brothers picture, so naturally it's going to have, like, a cute storyline. It's going to be, like, one of those really touching, heartfelt movies. It's about a cat who lived in, like, an old-style town and moves to Hollywood.
Kokomo!
Kokomo, yes. I was just going to give a general overview of the movie, but sure, we'll get into the specifics. He lived in Kokomo, and he went to Hollywood. He lived in Kokomo, and he moved to Hollywood. Can we stop fighting over this seriously? Anyways.
Sorry,
stop,
shut up.
Anyways.
Starting now.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so, what was it? He goes to Hollywood to try and make a name for himself because he really enjoys dancing, and he wants to go to Hollywood to do something he enjoys. Unfortunately, in Hollywood, animals do not do acting scenes like what humans did. There's, to them, animals are more like the laborers, the office people, this thing, that thing. They're not really the sort of people. Anyways, the cat, Danny, is fighting for the right of, not the right, but he's fighting for the rest of the animals to be able to work in the show business and all that, as this one other young child star, and yet she's completely sabotaging them along the way. Naturally, it's a Warner Brothers movie, so it's going to be really happy, cheery. At the end of it, of course, happy ending. And I like the idea. It was a blast from the past, so it made me happy. It made the, like, child inside of me happy. The art style was cutesy, and I liked it. Sawyer, my favorite character, because, oddly enough, the voice actor. The voice acting, too, is very good, and they had a lot of very good cinematics for it as well. As a classic film, I would definitely suggest this as a buy. I really liked it, and I hope that anybody else who watches the movie as well will enjoy it as much as I have and Dre has too. Correct?
Yeah. Okay, I get to stand up again.
Yep.
All right. So da 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 da. Okay. Yeah. Moving on, I guess is.
Frank says no.
No, Frank has a game review.
Oh no, I didn't. Who wants to mic it? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm reading some stuff. Melanie says that she has seen the movie, and she also agrees with me and both Dre.
Well, yeah, I've seen that movie. It is pretty adorable and cute, and now I don't like that little girl. She's a hog stagey.
Oh, I hate her.
You were supposed to be like Shirley Temple, right?
Miss Dimples.
She looks like it. She's so evil.
Max the Butler was wicked.
Whoa, Frank.
Okay, Frank has game review here. Here you go.
Who's gonna read it?
Stuff for this one. Switch me spots here. Woo-hoo! I get the sick over here now. Grabbing my water for this one. This is this is like a story. I can't wait to read it. I don't read. But...
I agree with you for
anyway. Oh, let me wet my whistle real quick. Quiet, you.
Pistachio.
Peanut.
Pistachio.
Pistachio mausoleum. Anyway.
Thank you. We'll shut up now.
Yes. Ah, League of Legends. Yes, I've been hearing this actually as well. League of Legends is based off a mod for Warcraft 3. League of Legends is also based off the Defenders of the Ancients mod for, or Dota, for shorts. But Dota and League of Legends both are a PvP combat game with the strategy of RTS and the leveling up system of RPG. Okay, I'm starting to get interested. In short, you choose your character and are assigned to a team. Each team's goal is to simply to destroy the other's power core. The game starts with just the players being able to battle, but about 30 seconds in, you get little minions who automatically spawn every so often and come to your aid. You get most of your experience from killing minions by leveling up and get your chance by getting new spells for your character or upgrading an existing spell. They're far and all. Yay!
It actually does sound interesting now.
Variety.
That does.
To get to the power core, you must first deploy the enemy's turrets, which are the defense of the other player. Okay. It's hard to really explain the game by text, obviously. If you ever play TF2 or a game where there are multiple capture points, imagine the turrets being the first capture point, then the last being the base going down. Ah, okay, makes sense. Now, what makes the game really fun is the amount of heroes in the game. As of right now, there are a total of 46 heroes in the game to choose from.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That is good variety.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Well, the first time I said that was sarcasm. Four spells to choose from.
Yeah, but four times 46.
Yeah, touche. Yeah, that is quite a bit, actually. But 46 heroes in the game to choose from. Now, while there are 46 heroes, you can choose whatever one you want off the bat. You have... you can't choose whichever one you want right off the bat. You have to unlock them. To explain, I need to go over the economy of the game. If you buy the game, aka the disc version, you get so many heroes to start. I forgot whatever the amount. And you can pick from them. If you just play for free, you can only use the heroes chosen for that week to play as. Each match you play gives you IP to buy more characters. One thing I like about this game is, unlike other free-to-play games, I can unlock everything minus skins that come with buying the disc version for free. That is pretty cool. Overall, League of Legends is one of the best free games I've ever played. It doesn't have the cheap feel of a free MMO, but an actual solid multiplayer game. It's really fun to play and getting points to unlock new characters, each with its own personality and spells, keeps a high lasting appeal. Just be warned though, games will take between 30 minutes to an hour to play. Final score is 9.5 out of 10.
That is good. Uh-huh. Clearly a buy. if you can afford it.
Buy or just download.
Yeah, but if you buy the disc, you get more stuff.
I wasn't monotone! There was fluctuation in my I was not like this and reading like a robot.
Quiet.
Yes, you were.
Go for it.
I put fluctuation in my voice. Do not deny it, however minor it was. Yeah, for some reason my reading skill has declined.
Yeah, I can't read out loud. I can read, like, in my head. And anyways.
Yeah. Wow, we ran through that pretty... Okay. Yeah, pretty solidly, actually.
Let's see, did we?
Holy yeah, God, we did. We're done with all the topics. Do we want to do a little random...
Oh, wow.
How do you do for a little bit? Or are we going to say bye-bye for today?
I don't know how long we've been in on this yet, so...
Clearly an hour, at least.
Yeah.
Can I say thanks?
Oh, yeah.
For having me on here.
And you just did.
Oh, 15.
Not bad, not bad at all.
I can't. Yeah.
Yeah, that is
went surprisingly good. Fast for the amount of talking / non-talking that was going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got off topic, like, several times, and that's what time it is now. That's pretty good. And so,
it's a little bit unprofessional to be talking about it during the podcast, but whatever. Whatever. Doesn't matter. More sarcasm.
Sarcasm.
I think we can do about, like, 10 minutes of free talk. What do you guys say? Yeah, for you're right.
That's
for all
of us.
Exactly.
It's a new twist. It's our flair. We're...
Exactly, because if you have all podcasts sound professional, they're all going to be so much alike.
We have fun. That's the point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
As long as everybody else is having fun listening to us, I guess that's okay.
What if they're already having fun before they start listening to us, and then they start listening to us while they're having fun? That's an even better question. That would just be harsh. That would be.
I hope that's not the case.
No. Be like, Andre's Molotone just took me down.
Mod? What mod? I mean a mod?
Monotone.
Was I monotone?
More or less, but you did.
Oh!
No. But you did have points that you spiked.
I'm gonna cry now.
You're still awesome, though.
Wanna cry on my
Thank
shoulder?
Thank you, Milo.
You wanna cry on my shoulder?
Yeah.
Your shoulder's acne.
No, it has a shirt on it. Thank you very much.
Still
Yay!
Yeah, stop face palming yourself. I'll do it for you.
I high fived your face.
Exactly.
Where'd that come from anyway?
I can't. I read that somewhere on FA. Some person, true love or no love or something like that.
Lost love.
Thank you. Lost love did a picture.
God, if you're gonna say a person's name, not any better.
Yeah, I massacre people's names too. Obviously.
Damn.
Lost love lover.
What the hell are you doing? So you were making an M on top of your head with your arms. This isn't like the YMCA. Don't start doing it. Your C was backwards.
No, it wasn't. Not for me.
Yeah, but... Ow!
Okay, sorry. We're kind of really going off, but we're just filling with random chatter.
There's no topic!
Exactly. We're filling with random chatter.
Exactly. Monotone blueberry.
What? What?
Oh, I don't think they
know. You don't want to know.
They don't
know. They don't
want to
know.
They don't want to know.
They don't want to know.
I don't think I'll mention it.
They are straight.
Yeah, I'm not going to publicly embarrass you.
They're straight.
Yeah.
Not on the interwebs. People won't forget this crap.
No, they won't.
He's offline permanently forever, man.
That'll be a joke.
I'll be 85 years old and people will be like, hey!
It's the blueberry guy!
Trenton, whenever I'm going to see you, I'm going to give you, like, a whole bucket full of blueberries.
Oh, that would be so delicious. But yeah, that's also sad because it's tied with the joke.
I'm going to tell you guys after the podcast.
Oh, God.
I like Trent.
I don't want to be there when that happens. You know, like cry to rail under somebody. Ryan, they were
checking. You're talking.
Yeah. Oh, my leg.
I'm sorry, you tickled me.
Oscars.
Oscars.
Should it call me Trump?
That's killer, man. Did
you watch Soul Eater? That's
No shit.
Really?
Yeah, literally.
Not here, please, because, like, I don't want flies. Thank you.
Ba-doom-tsh. I'm gonna hold on to your money, thank you. So yeah, Fertile Equinox should be fun, eh?
That's my Fertile Equinox.
Anybody got any con advice before we,
don't be under the fur pile?
That's what I'm saying. Anyway, forward, as you were about to say.
Just ask for con advice for Call of Duty. What?
Fertile Equinox, con advice.
Oh. No.
Advice.
You know what it means, so.
I don't know cut advice either.
Have you been to a furry con?
Nope.
Oh. Well, we'll tell you how much fun it was.
I love you guys too.
Gloat. We're just gonna, like, well, then again, you'll see it in the video podcast when we post it up.
I already have Kite. She's already saying about how she wants to go to one. Like, I haven't even gone to it yet, but I can say, people, if you have the chance to, go to a fur comp.
There you go. Hey, read that. Somebody read that.
Don't dress up as a gay character or someone fangirls like. Oh, God. Clomping.
Yeah. Oh, God. You know what
the clomping massacre of
That would actually scare me because I've actually had several guys. Yeah. Eight.
Wow. We're trained.
I know.
Watch all eight show up.
Thank goodness. As far as I know, they all live in the States. Thank goodness.
Wow.
This is an international con.
Yeah, I'm just terrified that, like, there's going to be, like, random guys hitting on me. It's like, come on.
You forget, you're going to be with me.
Yeah, I'm also thinking to myself, come on, I may be a fanboy, but that doesn't mean I have to be gay. Can't I just be straight?
Yes.
Virgin.
Virgin, yes.
I shall remedy that. Well, not me, but I'm pretending to be your fanboys.
Oh, God, that scared me.
Fanboys.
That scared me.
They're probably all fat.
No, two of them sent me pictures. They were thin.
Oh!
I said pictures. I didn't specify how...
What kind of pictures?
Exactly.
Oh!
They were torso. Torso up.
Get torso down.
Torso... Make him stop, please.
I have so much fun with this.
I'm never going to look this down, am I? Why do you have to give me that look?
He's got fanboys. That's great.
The straight version fanboy has fanboys.
Yeah.
Oh. See, I have fanboys too. But you know what? I'm gay, so whatever.
Me? Not so much.
Yeah, that's what makes it funny.
Yeah, I'm as straight as 179.999999998.
What?
The
fuck?
It's a great name. I'm confused.
You are.
Why?
I forgot what we're talking about.
What?
You just kind of rambled on there. You just kind of like lost all cognitive thought, I guess. Brain shut down.
Trust me, one of my... As Frank says, trust me, my one friend went to an anime con and got glomped by hell by fangirls.
Yeah, luckily we're not cosplaying as anything. We don't have fursuits.
Yeah, thank
goodness. I might be commissioning one while I'm there.
Yeah, thank goodness I'm not planning on going to a anime convention anytime soon, because if I do, I'm going to go as Gaara, and I really don't want to get...
Yeah, I found out.
Yeah.
Actually taking place at the same hotel that Anime North is held at. So, it should be interesting, whatever that is, we might hop by.
Yep. Hop to the system. A wing beat away.
Yeah, you had to do the hand motion.
Yes, a wing.
You know from Napoleon Dynamite when he was doing that bird motion, he started almost doing that, like, away from his body. Like, a wing beat away.
I just
like,
did it right now.
What the fuck? Go to sleep. Rest for tomorrow, because you got a bet to try and lose.
Why am I going to try to lose?
Fine, you will lose.
I can't can't be.
You forget, I've stayed up for 5 days straight. I got experience under my belt.
4 hours. Should we end this?
Yeah, okay. We're kind of like, rambling on there. So, yeah. Also, I'm going to say one more thing before we sign off. People, help us come up with a better ending line than,
What's worse than
what?
A furry?
Yeah.
No, what's funnier than a furry? A non. Yeah, we need
that's
a better line.
Yeah, that's getting. Oh, yeah. How about cuckoo cuckoo?
Forward.
Forward, yeah, go ahead.
What else I want to say is if you're really having a comment, like a critique, or just saying, oh, I love your show, or just saying, oh, I hate your show, or saying, this is shit, or something like that. Just send mail. We'll look at through them and try to.
Say what you want. We don't care. We like the fan mail, whatever. We want the attention.
You're hijacking forward.
Yeah, we love the attention. Of course, we all are. Attention.
Yeah, as Frag type, you can get a hold of us by
FragTalk at gmail.com.
Hijack me.
Yeah, but that was more funny.
We're going to mention this on the top of a profile page and stuff, so.
Sorry.
Us lovings through mails.
Yes, feel free to give us critiques in that, like as Forward said. We'd like to know what we could try to improve on or whatnot.
Yeah, I seriously don't want to do the joke this time around, so I guess we'll end it here. So thanks for joining us. It was fun, Milo. Thank you for coming, joining us, and speaking a little bit.
Yep,
thank you.
No problem.
Should we also mention anybody else who might want as a guest spot, like email us as well, maybe?
Yeah, we're taking guest spots. If you have a mic, you got Skype. Talk to us first, obviously.
Yeah,
we gotta make sure we're letting on the right people here.
Yeah.
But, I guess we'll see you at Fernal if you guys are going. Hopefully you are.
Yeah, so, everybody, anything else to say?
No, I'm good.
Peace out, everybody. Gotta love you.
Yeah.
Love you. Bye-bye. Thank you. See you.
Bye-bye. There we go.